Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're here till 11 o'clock. I know it's gorgeous out for once, but feel free to join us on this lovely Saturday morning. We're here till 11. You guys seem to all call in around 10. We're here from 9 to 11 is the hour. It's 860-522-9842.
I think last week we had some early callers.
Oh, we did, actually.
Hopefully that's going to continue.
Yeah, from all over the country, actually.
Yeah.
So feel free to get online. Happy to help you out and do what we can for your IT-related issues. And speaking of IT-related issues, Dennis, we got some pretty major ones going on, don't we?
Oh, yeah. We have a major problem over at Microsoft.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And who'd have thunk it, right?
Yeah. I mean, without problems at Microsoft, you and I got nothing to do.
Well, part of the problem here is that it's very difficult to figure out exactly what happened.
Okay.
Or how it happened, that is. Yeah. We know what happened.
Right. So what happened? Let's talk about what happened.
Was that a lot of what Microsoft calls Exchange Online or 365 mailboxes were compromised.
Cloud mailboxes.
Right. This is cloud service email.
Yeah.
They were compromised. The Commerce Secretary, right, I think, was compromised. A few other agencies. We don't know the complete extent of which agencies were affected, but we do know some of them that were.
And some companies were.
And
well,
some corporations, right.
Yep.
It was a hack into email accounts.
Right.
It, at least as far as we can tell.
And this doesn't seem like they asked you for the password. This looks like they hacked.
No. This was a case where they took control of the cloud implementation. They took control of those tenants
right
at the cloud level,
yep,
and then they read that mail. So we're not talking about a phishing attempt.
No, we're not talking about on-prem Exchange servers.
No, this is all cloud-based stuff,
right,
where the hackers got control of that cloud.
Right, and we're having some issues as to figuring out how they got control.
Right. Now, what Microsoft themselves have said,
yes,
is that someone took a security key,
right,
for a consumer account. That would be, in layman's terms, an Outlook.com account,
right,
or a Hotmail account.
Right.
Okay.
A lower level service that's more /free/practically free.
Right. And it's they can be free. You can also associate it with a family or personal 365 account.
Right. So they took that key.
They took that key. Now, Microsoft even says
you get that key for just lining up, right?
Right.
But go ahead.
Microsoft says that that particular account had even been inactive.
Ah. the one that they
so
used.
So you have a key for an inactive consumer account.
Yep.
Somehow the hackers had that and then generated or stole or something.
Counterfeited
an actual Azure key. And Azure is the authentication service that governs business and government online accounts.
Okay, right. It's the credentialing server.
It decides whether you get in or not.
Right.
Okay. So they actually created a security key that governs that service.
Yeah, to get into it.
To get into it. And then they handed themselves permissions to go look at different email accounts on different tenants.
Right. So this is pretty critical. Now, of course, Microsoft, you know, if you read some of the articles out there, and we'll put them out there for you guys, they're going to great pains to say this is not any kind of zero day or some sort of vulnerability built into their system. They're actually calling it, believe it or not, a design flaw. I kid you not.
I'm sorry. All I can do is laugh.
I know.
Now,
I kid you not. That's what they're calling it.
Whether or not it's a design flaw.
Yeah.
Cold fact is this is an exploit that was used. All right?
Correct.
And it's a vulnerability. In computer science terms, this is called a vulnerability.
Right.
They can characterize it any way they want, but that's what it is.
And the funny thing about Microsoft is they go to great pains to tell you that their cloud doesn't have these problems. So when the Heffernan folks came out, again, another Chinese hacking group, they came out with hacking all the on-prem Exchange servers, of course, during COVID, which was fun. They were able to leverage an exploit on these old Exchange servers that went back to the old versions of Exchange, Exchanges that would have been long gone.
Right.
You know, versions 08, way back Exchange. So every version of Exchange had this vulnerability, we're going to call it, but Microsoft would call it a design flaw. I would call it typical Microsoft retreading the same software, embedding the same vulnerabilities into the same software, and then asking to be paid again. Pay me now, pay me now, pay me now. It's a new version. Pay me now, pay me now. No, it's not. It's the same crap. You just retreaded it.
Right. You just put a new face on it. Maybe. Right. Maybe.
Maybe.
When we're working administratively in Exchange.
Yes.
When you're in their administrative tools, it is literally impossible to look at that screen and know which version of Exchange you're using. Is it 2016? Is it 2013? Is it even 2010?
All looks the same.
Bingo.
Yeah. So that's the Heffernan thing. So then they said, well, of course, migrate everything to the cloud. We don't have these problems in the cloud. And of course, what did I tell you? They will. Uh-huh. And where are we right now? No, I'm not some sort of soothsayer. I'm not Karnak. I'm not even the sharpest tack in the drawer. I mean, of course they're going to have this. It's the same ding-dongs who developed Exchange is developing Microsoft 365.
Right.
Do you think they're going to have a similar problem? Of course they are.
Right.
So by taking your issues and thinking you're chucking them in the cloud to solve your problems, you're just moving them over to other folks' servers. On top of the actual vulnerability. So now you no longer have your own servers to pay attention to. You're hoping. You're praying. Now, the other idea here is with Microsoft, they have what are called GCC levels of 365. This is not just the average Office suite that you pay for. These are going to be more expensive flavors that the U.S. government would be using. And those are the ones that were impacted, which is scary. The other thing is that Microsoft is going to do is now offer a service that they charged for, right? Right, Dennis?
That's right. One of the criticisms that they've faced in the face of this breach, many breaches, is that a lot of customers didn't have access to logging and auditing tools that could have told them that there's something wrong,
right,
and could have warned them that they needed to do something.
Right.
Because guess what? You have to pay extra for it.
Right. You have to pay extra to make sure nobody's coming into your stuff.
That service is what Microsoft calls Purview Audit.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now saying that they are going to provide those services for free addition to having your 365 tenant. But of course, it's not coming until fourth quarter.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because they can't do it right away, right? Oh, my God. How could we do that?
Wait, don't they need a switch flipper? Is one of those things? Can you flip the switch now? Can you see the switch? Can I come over and flip it for you?
Well, hey, if you if you went into your subscription,
you could pay for
and purchase the license for it.
Right.
Then you could flip that switch, but that costs money.
Yes.
They can't do it on the. Oh yeah,
Microsoft charges
expensive
an arm and a leg for their government level of 365 service, which is supposed to be what? More secure.
You know why? One of the things that they say about the what we call the GCC accounts,
right,
is that it operates on a separate implementation of Azure.
Mm-hmm. Located in the U.S.
Right. It's only located in U.S. data centers. Right.
Right.
So this is how
did Chinese hackers
again, how open question, how did the hackers who had this Azure security key that they either stole or counterfeited
or re-engineered,
how did they take that and then apply it to GCC accounts that are not supposed to be commingled at the Azure level with other tenants?
So here's the thing, right? So we've been doing this long enough. It's Microsoft, right? So based on if you listen to this show for nearly 30 years, I'm driving along just, you know, in my daily life, just thinking about how this happened. How did this happen? And all I can think of is the hackers said to themselves, you know, it's Microsoft. Let's take a look at this key. I bet you if we move one bit in this key, it's now going to get me into Azure. And I can just picture Microsoft developing a key that easily manipulated,
well,
where the hacker just said, I'm going to flip this from a 0 to a 1 and see what happens. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to do that, but it's something like that happened. And you can read the articles that folks are speculating. Even Microsoft is part of these articles commenting.
Right.
How is it that your security is that bad?
And if it is a matter of just changing one bit or byte in a key file,
right,
a government can generate all of the possible permutations of that
rather fast,
probably within half an hour.
Right. State sponsored.
And then just try them out until they find one that works.
Bing, bing,
if
bing,
that's
bing.
What they did.
Right.
So when you're operating with, you know, government data centers with high speed mainframes, technically they could compromise those accounts within hours.
So the moral of the story is it's Microsoft. And you're going to have to make sure you consider securing it further. But two-factor authentication, all that kind of stuff, may or may not have prevented this. I mean, I would just...
Well,
I
no,
would,
it wouldn't have.
Yeah, I would guess.
Because they were inside at an administrative
level.
Yeah.
So this is not good. So basically, we can't even tell you how to protect yourself from this other than Linux. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, I can set you up with that, but then you're opening up another basket
another
of possibilities.
The other issue is and this is something that a lot of even major countries are saying, you know, having one software, right? One, it's the weak link, right? You know, there's all sorts of countries saying, wait a minute, why do we want to put all our eggs in the Microsoft basket? Because if, just like we explained it, the Exchange servers all being compromised, all the flavors, all of them, you know, that's ridiculous, right? Same idea, right? So now if you put all your eggs in that basket, even for our government software, do we really want Microsoft as our government software? Is it the way we want to go? Because clearly if imagine a nuclear submarine. I mean, they were running on XP, right? I mean, we were watching that happen. You'd actually see videos of it. There's a weak link going on here. I mean, and if they can't get their act together, maybe we need to consider some other app, some other operating system to deal with not having one homogeneous weak link. Because if one's compromised, they're all compromised.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part about all this. So we'll put those news articles up there for you guys to read. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842. If you guys don't call in, Dennis and I are talking about our kids and our cats. Dennis has got cats. I got kids. We'll be right back. Today's Tom Sawyer would be a hacker.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That would be a black hat hacker. Actually, speaking of hackers, we lost one.
Yeah, Kevin Mitnick.
So he was a black hat turned white hat.
Right.
And actually helped a lot of folks understand what's going on out there as far as hacking goes.
He did that. He also set the stage for a lot of other hackers later who picked up the mantle of the black hat.
Of the black hat?
Of the black hat.
Yeah.
He also set an example for some of the white hats.
Yeah.
So He was a trendsetter in two completely different directions.
Yes. So, yeah, Kevin Mitnick died at 59. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. Let's go to Vince in, I'm going to try to say it, Vince, Norfolk?
Yes.
All right. Very good. What can we do for you, Vince?
I'd like to know exactly what is a smart speaker and what would it do for me?
Well, I used to call them smart microphones. Basically, a smart speaker is like an Alexa. It's any speaker that you can talk to. Google has a speaker too, right, Dennis?
Yeah, they do.
And basically, it sits there listening to you for you to say keywords. It says, "Hey, so and so, if I said the line, all everyone's Alexas are going to go off." I probably just did it. But it'll answer to you. So you can say, hey, you know, so-and-so speaker, play WTIC, and it'll play the station for you. So it's like Star Trek where you talk to the – remember you talk to the computer at Star Trek? And for some reason –
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do.
And for some reason, they didn't think that the computer would have a nicer voice than what they chose. So at least Alexa –
I'm thinking about buying one. Can you suggest one? I use Optimum Wi-Fi, and the only Alexa that I have is over my TV.
Oh, so if you're used to
Alexa, what the weather is, and she'll tell me.
There you
go. Well, if you're in, that would put you in the Amazon world of this product, and
right.
I would buy their products.
Yes,
and those are called Echo.
Anyone you
Echo
could
Dot, Echo Speaker, Echo View, I think, or what do they call it? Echo View?
I don't know.
There's
I still
a little
call it a microphone.
Screen, but whatever you call it, it's an Echo is the word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally, at my home, I have a couple of Echo Dots, and they're very nice.
Good to hear. I'm going to buy one.
All right, Vince, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Smart speakers. Yeah, but they're always listening, so
they
keep
are.
That in mind.
They are. You have to be careful what you say.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, depending on what you say. A little more cloud news here. I know we got another call coming in, but this is interesting. Basically, the headline is Lucky Backup might save 100 days of data for the Influx Data's GCP Belgium users. So basically, AWS, there was a container that was deleted by a company that put the databases out there. You know, they were using AWS in the cloud for these companies, and they were going to get rid of this service, and they just decided to delete it. Not realizing who was out there still using it. A lot of these things could have been avoided by simply doing what's called a scream test. Have you heard of scream test, Dennis?
Yes. Yeah.
So you turn something off and you see who screams.
Right.
You don't delete it. You turn
right.
it off.
You just block access for a little while
yeah.
as a test.
In this case, they deleted the entire database. And they might have some folks might be lucky enough based on a backup. So the moral of the story is, yeah, guess what? You should back up your stuff in the cloud. Not back it up necessarily to the cloud, but
right.
if it's in the cloud, back it up to yet another cloud or back it up on-prem.
Right. Correct.
Because you can have some ding-dong blow away your entire container and you didn't even realize it. I'll put this link up here for you guys. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11. So get online, 860-522-9842. I know you're all doing the same thing I'm going to be doing, which is a lot of yard work on this lovely day. Because it's been raining every weekend. You can't do nothing. But you know, feel free to get online. We're here to help you out. A couple of pasty white computer geeks here in studio live. And we are over at WTIC's Facebook page. So let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Doug in Chester. What's happening, Doug?
Hey, good morning. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Very good to talk to you. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. I have kind of like a detail issue, I guess. So it has something to do with multiple instances of OneDrive.exe in my taskbar toggle switch under settings. So I have my computer right in front of me. And when I right-click on Taskbar and go to Taskbar Settings, and then underneath in the notification area, it says select which icons appear on the taskbar. I click on that, and I notice that there's two instances of OneDrive.exe in the toggle switch area, and I'm wondering why is that, and Should I even worry about it? Can it be corrected? Can it be deleted? Is it because I installed two instances of 365? And I prefer Office 2016 over the newer variations of Office. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be the Office application installations that are at issue. But if you do have two different OneDrive accounts, it will give you two different ways to access OneDrive because it has to get you into both accounts.
I see. I think by default there's actually two instances of OneDrive because there's an online at the Windows Live site and then there's a local one. So maybe that explains why.
Well, the local would be the synced version of each. Well, each one is syncing up between the computer and the cloud, okay? And the reason you have the two icons is so that you can govern the syncing on both of them.
And be careful with syncing because you can delete data from your local out into the cloud as well.
Right. That whenever you have syncing going like that, as soon as you delete a file on your computer from that store of data, it's gone from the cloud. It is not backed up.
Right.
That's why we keep saying that cloud accounts are not really backups, and that's especially true if you're syncing. Now, that doesn't mean that you should stop syncing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to operate, it's fine.
I don't think sorry to interrupt. I don't think it's a syncing thing. I'm just like, I can't wrap my brain around it. When I go into that toggle area on the taskbar settings, it's like, why are there two separate icons for OneDrive.exe? And then underneath in gray, it says OneDrive closing. And I have one toggled off and one toggled on. And I don't have two OneDrive accounts.
Oh, I thought you said you did. I'm sorry.
No. So
we misunderstood.
I can't wrap my brain around it. I mean, please ask any questions if you can. I don't want to take up too much time, though. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. Go ahead.
The problem is a little different than what we thought, and I'm looking for some solutions. I'm not really finding anything that's kind of specific to this. The one thing that I can suggest that you do is uninstall OneDrive and reinstall it.
Already tried doing that, and it's like a brand new, fresh install of Windows 10 with all the updates correct and everything. And I did that previously before, and then there was a third OneDrive EXE toggle switch in the taskbar toggle switch area.
That's crazy.
I'm just like, what the F?
Yeah, so we're looking at duplication going on here. That's the actual question, Dennis, is how many, why is there duplication in this area? And that's there is actually lots of feedback on Microsoft having duplicates going on in the task manager. I'm just trying to figure out an answer for you because it's not just OneDrive. OS are you using? 10, 11?
He said 10.
10?
I'm using 10, and this is the only issue I'm having. Luckily, no other apps or programs. It's just OneDrive.exe. And it took me about 3 days to understand OneDrive, but I thoroughly got to understand because I just did a fresh install and I wanted to learn everything about my computer. So
that's good.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate the show too. Thanks for being there.
Our pleasure. You can, there is some options here as far as duplicated icon, according to the Microsoft community. That we can put a link up here as far as what you can do with the duplicate OneDrive icon. But we're going to have post.
There's
this.
Only one instance of OneDrive opening on the taskbar. So that's the one that says OneDrive up to date when you hover over it.
Yeah.
And then that's working fine. And OneDrive is working fine. I thoroughly tested it and everything. But I don't know why there's I wish I could show you a screenshot or so you could see exactly what I'm talking about. But
you know, someday we're going to get there. Someday we'll actually connect to your machine, give you a code, and have Dennis remotely work on it for you.
Well, for sure, because I tried getting help from Microsoft in the same process with the Microsoft way.
Yeah.
It seems like... It's just, how do you know? Who do you trust? That was one of my other questions. It's like, Where can I get reliable, trustworthy tech support when they actually understand completely like you guys and they know what you're talking about? And on top, they're courteous and et cetera, all that kind of stuff. Everywhere I go, it seems like it's kind of like almost dead ends, and it's just like, oh, man.
You know, you're right. The industry has gotten a little strange as all the support has gone off offshore. There's that. Trustworthy support is a great question, because even in our business, in the quote unquote MSP managed services world, there are MSPs out there that are locking customers out of their own systems, over payment disputes.
That's unacceptable to me. That shouldn't happen.
I agree. And we've come across three or four companies just recently that have done that to their customers as they've tried to exit their support. So, you know, you're right. The industry needs to make sure it works on that trustworthiness, because you're giving people access to your system.
You want to hear a quick anecdotal story? The reason why I did a factory reset anyway?
Sure.
Because I was looking for like some kind of tune up software, so I got the Iolo paid, and I thoroughly read in the description, like, if you have any problems, you can return it. We'll give you a refund and everything. 24/7, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I called up and requested a refund, and I got somebody speaking a foreign language, and I had no idea what country it is. Searched the area code, it said Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, I need a refund. And the guy was adamantly, like, totally telling me that I could not get a refund. And then he put me on hold for, like, an hour. Then I hung up, and then I checked my bank, and it said they gave me a refund. Weird, right?
Well, at least they did that.
I know.
But that freaked you out, huh?
I just called my bank and told them the truth, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you for being freaked out these days. You don't know who you're talking to. Now, while you and I have been chatting, Dennis has been feverishly typing away, trying to find this. Now, I found an article that we're going to post about duplicate software from Microsoft Communities.
Yeah, I read that article. That might actually solve the problem.
Oh, good. A vote of confidence for my pal across the...
But I'm still not even clear as to how it even happened in the first place.
Right,
so
right.
Whether or not it will fix it, you know, it's...
I don't know if it implies there's two instances on there somewhere, but it's just... It's like, well, it's getting to the point where if I can't wrap my brain around it and understand it, it's just like, whoa, to me. Sometimes.
I hear you, man. You just want to be sure what you're doing. You want to know where you stand. You just want to make sure your system's running good. I hear you.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we had a blown shock in the back of our minivan. A blown shock. All right. This never happened in my entire life.
Yeah.
I would drive that van and the whole back end swishing around like there's a big problem. My wife drives it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Oh, my God.
So I'm with you, Doug. You want to make sure your stuff's working right, because if my wife is driving that van only, she'd be driving around with a blown shock and not even know it.
Yeah, I understand completely. I felt a little vibration in my mom's right rear tire the other day on a smooth road, and I told her, like, I used the wrong adjective. I said, I feel a wobble in the back. And she's like, oh, what do you mean? The wheel's going to fall off? I'm like, no, it's fine.
Right. So we're detail-oriented people, Doug. So we'll put a link here for you on what I think might help you figure out this issue. Dennis is still puzzling, but maybe he'll find something too. But we don't have anything we can just tell you over the air to fix it. It's a little more complicated. It's Microsoft.
No problem. Where do I get the link for that, sir?
Computertalkwithtab.com.
Yep.
Oh, great.
Or our Facebook page.
Yep.
But I just put it onto the Computer Talk with Tab website. I just put it there.
Thanks. I rarely use Facebook anymore anyway, because
you don't have to. We don't make you do that.
No.
Seriously. Yeah, all right, cool. Thanks. I appreciate it very much, guys.
Let us know how it goes.
Take care. Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Doug in Chester is going to try some things out. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to your calls. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
To my face to the sun. Close my eyes, let my defenses down. All those wounds that I can't get around.
And we're back. Here till 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. And let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Dave in Harwinton. I said that right, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
Um, I called a couple weeks ago about no sound on my computer.
All righty, and we tried to help you, and you're calling to complain?
No, you guys were absolutely correct.
Hey, all right.
Hey, we got one right.
Nice. It's good to hear.
Absolutely correct. I called HP, and they want me to give them my credit card over the phone so they could charge me, and I didn't want to do that. So I went to where the computer was purchased.
Yeah.
Big box store. And they said, it's not common, but okay. And unfortunately, for me, I walked into that area the back way, and I missed the sign where all the charges were.
Yeah, we IT guys, we put that up in a funny spot so nobody sees.
So I didn't know about that. I said, "Geez, can you do something about it?" They said, "Yes." And about 10 or 15 minutes later, and they came out, and there's the sound.
Nice.
And what bothers me is they did it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just exactly what you said. It was not that something was broken inside.
Right.
It's just that something was compromised, I guess. Maybe I'm using the wrong term.
Something was, the software was broken, not the hardware.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all they did is they knew enough to push the right buttons.
Yes.
And it worked. And then I had to pay them, and I walked my merry way.
There we go.
If they can do it and just push the buttons, and the computer is actually trying to help me resolve the problem, the thing is, why can't I do it?
Ah, great question. For the same reason, I can't change my own oil, Dave.
Yeah.
Some of us are just not built to do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we can't know all and everything. And YouTube is helpful. But YouTube also, sometimes you have to make sure you watch the whole video to figure out what you're going to do. Because some people go ahead and do it while the video is running. And they find out the hard way it's not really what you should do.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a computer ignorant person. But I think at one time in the history they left how they manipulated the computer. It was on my history.
Okay.
And foolish me, I said, well, I got to copy that down, but I'll do it. I can't do it now. I'll do it later.
Yeah.
And I think it may have disappeared.
Yeah, you're not losing. You're not missing anything, David. If you really want to get more computer literate, you should take some online classes or go to maybe even a senior center that might offer online classes. Not that I'm assuming you're a senior, but I'm just guessing.
Okay.
And you might get some formal training to give you a little more insight into how computers work, but
yeah, I had people try to help me, like librarians who are very nice,
yeah,
and more knowledgeable than I am, but they seem to go as far as I did,
yeah,
following the computer instructions to resolve the problem, and then they said they don't know how to go any further.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's why we have IT jobs, and there's also people who can change oil.
Yeah. But you guys were right on.
All right, I'm glad.
And I honestly know if I lose it again. Now, I don't know why the software developed the problem. I don't know why. But
you want to know why, David? David, I'll tell you why. We're going to play a song for you during the show in the next hour, and that'll explain why it did what it did. All right?
I'll listen.
You listen. Listen in the 10 o'clock hour, all right? We promise it'll be something that you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it.
Well, you guys were right, and thank you so very much.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's good to be right once in a while. I hope my wife's listening. I'm going to pay for that one.
Oh, no.
860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open for you. Now, as we wait for your calls, Dennis, you did have some stuff you wanted to talk about, right? Some news.
Oh, yeah. We have another AI story.
Oh, yes. AI is going to be something we're going to talk about for probably the rest of our natural lives.
I would think so.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one.
Until we're downloaded into a computer, but go ahead, yeah.
True. It seems that an AI system was able to identify a drug trafficker.
Okay, that's awesome.
By analyzing his driving patterns.
Just because the guy drove the way he drove.
And where he drove and when he drove, yeah.
So, like, did they tap into Waze? Or Google Map or something like that, or one of the mapping systems to have AI tell the cops, hey, this is probably a drug dealer?
Well, what it did is it used what law enforcement has, which is a roadway intelligence platform. And that is what is mentioned in this story. It may include nav data from, you know, Waze or Google or Apple or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes traffic cameras.
Yeah.
Toll booths, if tolls are involved.
Right.
Things like that. And it was able to assemble all of that.
Like, this guy's a drug dealer.
And detect a pattern.
Nice.
That coincided with the possibility that he's a drug trafficker.
And he was.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That's now so right. So now everyone's gonna freak out because you got the police state watching whatever you do. You know, it comes down to, as long as you're not doing anything wrong, right? But
right. But
as a libertarian, I want my freedoms and my privacy, right? So I don't know. I wouldn't want to be pulled over by the police if they thought I was a drug dealer just based on my traffic patterns myself, either. I mean, that would drive me pretty upset. Right?
Yeah, and it. It all depends on what they think a drug trafficker is, too.
Well, the AI figured it out.
Right. Well, the AI figured it out, but the AI figured it out based on human input.
Right.
Because the AI had to be told, all right, not only how is this guy driving, but it also has to know what are the patterns of driving that drug traffickers do.
Even imagine your own traffic, right? I mean, you could track me, and I would have the same grooves in the road for my entire life, right? And this guy's got a weird groove in his road. They're going, why is he going over there all the time? So, yeah, you're right.
But anyway, you've got to feed the AI some kind of barometer or measuring stick to make that decision. And that comes from a human or several humans.
Right. And several systems.
So, We talk about how AI did this, but it did that within the context of all the information that it was given by human beings.
Right.
It did not go out and collect that information on its own completely.
It'd be interesting to see how delivery folks, I mean, there's so many delivery folks out there now. I wonder what their patterns look like as compared to a drug dealer.
Well, that was something that I was thinking about when I read the story.
Right, I would think they would seem similar, right? Because a drug dealer, I don't know this to be true, but drug dealers, I assume, make deliveries. They have to pick up product and deliver the product. And I would think that's awful lot. It's very similar to having people deliver your fast food to you as well.
Sure.
Then again, maybe it's because fast food delivery is like more of a one-off. You could have Bob on one guy drop off your food, and then it's, you know, Betty on another day. Versus the drug dealer seems to keep stopping by. So cool, AI doing some police work. We like that. I think we like that. I don't know. The jury's still out. Everyone's so afraid of AI, right? AI, artificial intelligence, as our vice president has said. I don't think we should be as afraid of it as people think that we should be, because like Y2K, planes are supposed to fall out of the sky. Remember.
I remember that, man.
Yeah, nuclear power plants were supposed to explode. You know, trains were supposed to start derailing, all because of the date. This is what the media fed you. This is what, even the government fed it to us. This was a lot of ridiculousness.
Well, it was even worse than that. Your banks were going to be closed.
All right.
Nobody was going to have any money.
That's right. All the banking systems are going to click over and be like, oh, I didn't know you had any money in the account. Right. So they try to freak us out to the nth degree. I would contend AI feels a little Y2K-ish.
Very much so.
I am hopeful for the promise of AI to actually find some actual intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence is what it's called, but wouldn't it be nice to have some actual intelligence in the decisions that we're making these days, considering all the decisions we've made, even back through COVID and all the silliness? If you think back, if we had some artificial and actual intelligence there that said, hey guys, probably shouldn't do this. You're like the computer saying, let's not do this. We have a better way. Let's not blow up our entire economy. Maybe we would have made better decisions. So I'm hopeful about AI. So Mark, hang on in Cheshire. We're going to get to your calls. Three lines open for you. 860-522-942 is the number. And we will play the tune that will answer Dave's question as to why this problem happened in the first place. We'll be right back.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.